The skeletons, they jumped out and they lined up two by two. And then they started strolling to the St. Louis Blues. The heart began to rock, said tequila leader, take me to this cat they call the Purple People Eater.
What a zombie, what a zombie, what a zombie.
Yeah! To either rock or die. Well, as short blue's eyes were shining, two skeletons were wailing. The wet immortal man of this rock and roll ain't dead.
What a zombie, what a zombie, what a zombie.
The earth began to tremble, pink guitars made the sound. Raunchy Man and Rembrandt, they were rocking all around.
You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. We just came back from a set of music there, In celebration of our annual Halloween episode that we do here on the show,
you could really call us a pair of Halloweenies.
I would not do that.
I will.
But I can tell you that last set was another theme set. Adam didn't tell me we were supposed to do themes, but that one was about zombies.
It was about zombies, our favorite reanimated corpses that try to munch our brains and walk their ways into our hearts. Thank you, zombies, for being there for us always. We actually heard one of my favorite songs, but a cover version of it. Now, originally this was done by Rocky Erickson, and it's a fantastic album and song. The album it was released on was called The Evil One, and it had a lot of sci-fi and horror-themed songs on it, and one of the biggest ones was probably I Walked with a Zombie. But we heard a cover version of this by REM, of all bands, and this was featured off of the Where the Pyramid Meets the Eye compilation, which was a tribute record to Rocky Erickson, and a great tribute record at that. Prior to that, we heard a rare cut, this one by Billy Taylor and the Teardrops. This track was called Wombi Zombie, and that was a single released all the way back in 1959. Prior to that, something that you might be familiar with, Zombie Night in Canada, a great compilation that came out quite a few moons ago, but it was all these sort of psychobilly and kind of retro groups that were doing zombie and horror adjacent songs. And this was actually my introduction to Bloodshot Bill, because he was on this compilation.
That's right.
But we chose not to go with Bloodshot Bill. We went with a band called The Fever Breaks. We heard Zombie Swagger from this, again from the Zombie Night in Canada compilation. And then brand new music from Pixies. Their latest release is out now. It's titled The Night the Zombies Came, and we heard Chicken from that.
Coming up next, we're going to hear more music. Yes, there's still more music. And we're actually...
Scared yet?
Ooh. I'm scared. But we have...
it's because of that cottage cheese I was eating in that last set, wasn't it?
It smells terrible.
Dave, I have more.
Thank you so much. But what we're going to do next is we're actually going to have another theme. This one is kind of like monsters, but a little different. It looks like we got some Draculas, some graveyards, ghosts, and demons coming up here.
Yeah, this one had no theme.
Oh, well, you fooled me because I thought it was. But what we're going to do is we're going to start off with a track from a really amazing album that was released surprisingly and got rave critical acclaim and reviews, and was even nominated for a Polaris Prize despite not having a physical release.
And to this day, still does not have a physical release planned or announced. It is Diamond Jubilee by Cindy Lee, probably my favorite record of the year. We will be doing a year in review show a little bit later on. But we're going to hear the most scary song from this record, Dracula.
Bye.
Ghost, Goblins, and more on this edition of Revolution Rock, our annual Spooktacular. Dave, I'm shaking, but I'm going to make it through. That was a very scary set. Thank you for, you know, giving me that candy. It really helped me through that. It was candy, right?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel very calm right now.
It was some type of candy.
Okay, perfect.
But we ended off that set with an early release, actually, from this band that has three albums out now and this EP, but this was the first thing they did, Ghost Woman.
Mm-hmm. One of our favorite groups around here. Honestly, for a new band that doesn't get a lot of press, they have done some amazing releases. In fact, three of them within the past 3 years, actually.
Yeah, I think two came out last year, right?
Yeah, and all of the records have been fantastic, but this EP is a really great snapshot of where they were going to go. This was released back in 2021, titled Lost Echoes, and we heard the track Demons. So, very appropriate for the band and for the song for this Halloween edition, Ghost Woman and Demons here. Also, speaking of Ghost, we heard a track simply titled Ghost right before that by Tough Age.
Yeah, we heard it from their 2017 release called Shame. And then we heard another 2017 release before that from The Garys, who we were fortunate enough to speak with a few years back. We heard something from this album, Surf Manitou, called Graveyard Curve.
Yeah, so, you know, you questioned, was there a theme? Maybe all the things that we are identifying here in these songs can be found in a graveyard. Demons, ghosts, and maybe Dracula's, because we heard Dracula before that by Cindy Lee from their magnificent double record, Diamond Jubilee.
Yeah, and that's how we started off the set.
What's your scariest Dracula? Which Dracula do you think is the scariest?
There's more than one?
Oh yeah, you know, there's many Draculas. There's like the Buffy the Vampire Slayer Draculas. There's the Interview with the Vampire Draculas. There's Dracula Draculas. Which is the scariest for you?
What about Nosferatu Dracula?
Oh, that's very scary. Twilight Draculas, those are the ones that scare me the most.
Scary for different reasons.
The sparkly sparklies.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
I know actually the answer.
Oh.
Gary Oldman.
Okay.
That is the scariest Dracula of all. Especially with that beehive.
Bzz. All right. So what we're going to continue next with some music. We were talking about Bloodshot Bill earlier. Well, now we're actually going to hear some Bloodshot Bill. This next set, for the most part, is going to be mostly surf.
The scariest genre of all.
Surf rock. So we're going to start off with something from Bloodshot Bill's latest release, Diary of the Doom. We're going to hear Rusty Blade. Then we're going to hear something from the Icky Bonds based out of Toronto. We're going to hear Snake Eyes from the single of the same name. And music from the Surfer Jets. They had a one-off single in 2022 called Banshee Bop. Mm-hmm. And lots more in this set. So stay tuned. You're listening to Revolution Rock. It's our annual Halloween episode. And hopefully you're enjoying what you're hearing. And let's get to it. This is Rusty Blade.